Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Interim City Manager Heather Ussery to recap Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting.
We're recapping Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting. First of all, a work session took place at 5 o'clock regarding City Hall and public safety facilities. Tell us a little bit about what happened at the work session.
Yeah, the work session began with myself and both Police Chief Fuller and Fire Chief Wyman giving a tour of our facilities. A couple council members have been in all the facilities, and especially City Hall, they're in more often. But as far as the public safety facilities, it's been a few years since they were in those facilities. So before the discussion started regarding a possibility for new facilities, we thought it was important to take them through and so they could see the needs of the departments in regards to the office space and the storage and the conditions of the building. It was important for them to be able to see that. After we concluded the tour, we came back here to City Hall and I gave a brief PowerPoint presentation to discuss the moving forward and the potential for new facilities. I proposed a new public safety City Hall facility that would be funded through local option sales tax. Our current local option sales tax is set to renew and sunset in 2023. So not waiting till the last minute to hopefully get that renewal. We are looking for a November of 2021 to put that on the election ballot for a renewal and include the funding of a new City Hall and public safety facilities through local option sales tax. The local option sales tax is a 1 cent sales tax that is spread throughout entire Marion County. Residents as well as visitors that visit inside the county pay for this tax, and they have for the past 20 years that I know of for sure. So this would just be a continuation of that 1 cent, and this would be no increase to property taxes.
A couple of offers to purchase some property here in town, Main Street and 3rd Street Place. Just a couple of straightforward offers there, right?
Yeah, we had a public hearing to direct the sale for 613 West Main. This is an adjacent property owner that was interested in the property. As our staff has went through the city's own properties to be able to identify the ones that could be disposed of. And so we've reached out to those adjacent property owners, 613 West Main, as well as the 401 3rd Street Place. And both of the property owners were interested in those properties, so they have submitted a request to purchase those, and then we are going through the city proceedings for those sales.
All right, well, the hot topic of the night, a lot of discussion, not a whole lot of agreement with the swimming pools. What's the story with that?
Yeah, there was some back and forth discussion, but I think overall it resolved with council being able to give staff direction on how to move forward and being able to identify the code and for code enforcement to be able to enforce the code. And so the definition was the item on the agenda for discussion and changing that. Our current definition in the code dates back to the 80s, and as we know, pools have changed over the past 30 years. So being able to renew that and give a definition that also includes and identifies all different types of pools that are available for purchase today. But the definition that was proposed also included adopting the international code, and that has regulations in regards to fencing. The fencing was the main topic of the night. And council, it was back and forth between council and deciding and agreeing on if fences should be a part of that and enforced in that way. Overall, the conclusion was that they did not want to require fencing for temporary pools. And so the direction will be for staff to come forward with a new ordinance that allows for code enforcement to have more regulations in regards to those temporary pools and requiring them to be in the backyard and meet setbacks and things, but there won't be a requirement for fencing.
After that was over with, the rest of the meeting went pretty quickly. A couple of items regarding plat of surveys for the industrial park and the East Elementary subdivision. What's going on with those?
Yeah, we had one approval for a plat of survey. This is between the Iowa DOT building and Weiler. The DOT has sold a portion of their land to Weiler, and so this is a new plat of survey for those properties. And then the next one was a preliminary plat for the East Elementary subdivision. This was in regards to the development agreement that the city approved with the Knoxville Economic Development Commission a few meetings ago. And this is just moving forward with the processes. These both went to planning and zoning and were approved and then given to council for recommendation and ultimately approved last night as well.
All right. And then to wrap up, council set a public hearing on an SRF agreement. What's going on with that?
Yeah, looking ahead, DNR requirements for our water reclamation facility. There is a large project that will be started next year in 2022, and so part of that, the planning and designing of that project. This is an SRF loan. It is 0% interest for 3 years, and it is a funding source that several cities use to be able to do these water reclamation facility projects. Setting the public hearing, so we will have a public hearing to ultimately approve the resolution at our next meeting.
Before we wrap up, I guess I do want to just ask you here, we haven't talked since the downtown assessment team was here. I guess what's kind of your thoughts on their assessment that they provided and next steps for the city?
They had a great presentation. We had great turnout for all of the interviews that we had over the couple days, as well as the community meeting at night. You know, overall, their presentation, I don't think that a lot of the things they said are things that we weren't surprised about. We understand and have identified those, but them giving us the resources and tools to be able to move forward and make those changes and be able to implement those and move forward in a positive way, I think is the best outcome for that. They will be giving a full written report in 4 to 6 weeks, and then we're planning to be able to go through that report and be able to identify our steps moving forward and ultimately how we're going to identify those needs and in the grants as well, and be able to get that information out to our business owners.
Thanks to Knoxville Interim City Manager Heather Ussery for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.